Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is the Prayer Podcast, dedicated to helping you to have a more intimate, authentic, satisfying walk with God through prayer. And today we're on to the second of three podcasts on the topic of prayers that move God to act. How do we pray in such a way that God hears our prayers and acts upon them? So having a second bite at this topic, developing a healthy prayer life by praying in such a way as to be confident that God will act, and that was the focus of part one. And if you haven't heard that, you can listen to that podcast. You'll find it on malcolmcox.org. But now we're talking about something different today. Connected, but different. You know, it can be hard to change your mind. My wife and I were raised with different perspectives on many things, and one that threatened to cause a divorce in the early years of a marriage, I might be slightly exaggerating, was the right way to peel vegetables. With a peeler that peeled away from you, or a peeler that peeled towards you? Well, we had to settle eventually on a compromise. We each have our own personal peeler. Mine peels away from the body, the correct way, of course, and hers peels towards the body, which may be false doctrine, but never mind. All joking apart, some attitudes do not need changing, but some do. And it's going to be hard to have a healthy prayer life if we go into our times of prayer without a willingness to change our hearts and our minds. Now, in last week's article, we focused on the idea summed up in the quote from Spurgeon that prayer is the slender nerve that moveth the muscles of omnipotence. What a great quote. How should we pray? Our first insight was to see that prayer is satisfying when God is who we are seeking. But what of our second insight? Well, it's this second insight. Prayer is satisfying when we are willing to be changed. I would say that this is a prerequisite for God acting on our prayers. Prayer is satisfying when we are willing to be changed. Why is that? Well, let's look into this now. You see, I'm not sure if prayer always changes God's mind. I mean, he is sovereign after all. But I am sure it changes mine. Think of the example of Jesus in Gethsemane. He prayed for his will to be in line with God's. Mark 14:36. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will. Jesus was changed. He was strengthened. It helped him to go through the crucifixion. Why? Hebrews 5:7. Because of his reverent submission. There was submission there. He prayed until his will was lined up with that of God's. Prayer is satisfying when we are willing to be changed. So how do we do this? Well, I've got three steps. Three steps that can help us. Firstly, ask for the right heart. Psalm 51, verse 12. Grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. There the psalmist asks God to help him to have that willing spirit. Grant me a willing spirit. So ask for the right heart. Number two, having done that, consciously commit the issues to God. Psalm 37, verse 5. Commit your way to the Lord. So if now if my spirit is willing to be in line with God's will, then I must commit that way to God, my way, my new way to God. Commit it. Consciously commit the issues to God. And thirdly, trust God. Trust God that the outcome will be the best for the kingdom and for you. Psalm 25, verse 1. In you, Lord, my God, I put my trust. Not necessarily I feel my trust. It's not about the emotions there. It's a decision. I put my trust. And of course, the emotions are important to God, but ultimately, if we're going to see God act, then we need to ask for the right heart, consciously commit the issues to God, and trust God. And the more perceptive amongst you will have noticed that the first letters of those three points spells ACT. Ask, consciously commit, and trust God. Those three steps can put our will in line with the will of God, helping us to be willing to be changed. Charles Finney wrote, prayer produces a change in us that makes it fitting for God to do what would not have been fitting otherwise. In other words, we're kidding ourselves if we think that God will act when we're not prepared to be involved. We cannot be detached from what we are praying about. In praying for something, I'm effectively saying, I'm ready to be involved in seeing that prayer answered with whatever I can do. So let's be sure that we're willing to be changed and used by God. That concludes our second podcast on this topic of how we can pray in such a way that God will act. We'll look at the final point in one more podcast next week. In the meantime, here are some thoughts or some questions What stands in the way of you being willing to do God's will? Is there anything you know He is asking of you that you are resisting? What's at the root of the problem? Do you have some tactics for dealing with these challenges that have worked for you? What will you do differently in your next prayer time? I'd love to know what your thoughts are. Please leave a comment in the comment section here on this podcast. The more that we can share ideas, the more we can help one another. And this is a community effort after all. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful week and a powerful prayer. God bless.